Good afternoon. You are listening to the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK. Support from this program comes from Colorado River District. I'm Blake.
I'm Ashlyn.
I'm Indigo.
I'm Sasha.
And I'm Sage.
We are part of the ASEEP Summer Workshop about Sustainability.
This week we have been learning about our impacts on the world around us and how we can help the environment.
Over the past few days, we created a radio show with music about nature, visited True Nature, and went on a bike tour of Carbondale to check out the permaculture project's gardens and baby forest.
We also went to the farmer's market, practiced interviewing, and calculated our ecological footprint.
Today we are excited to have Adrian Fielder in the studio with us.
He is the Assistant Dean of Instruction at Colorado Mountain College, Spring Valley. He is also very knowledgeable about permaculture, sustainability, and taking care of our planet. Thank you so much for joining us today.
So good to be with you.
To begin our interview, can you please give us a brief introduction about yourself?
Sure. I grew up outside Atlanta, Georgia, and discovered that I wanted to learn all about the world. So I spent the next few decades traveling, learning languages. I learned 5 different languages, lived on 5 different continents, and learned a new recipe every place I went because I love to eat.
I've been
in Carbondale for 10 years, moved here with my son, Sasha, whom you know. Hi, Sasha.
Hi.
10 years ago, yeah, to work for Colorado Mountain College. Been here ever since.
What does sustainability mean to you?
Sustainability is more than just reducing our negative footprint. I'm glad that you guys calculated the ecological footprint, because we do need to reduce the negative impact we have. You guys were talking a lot about recycling. Yeah, we need to reduce our waste. But sustainability's got to be more than that. If we're actually going to last for a long time, we have to feed each other. And we have to feed that which feeds all of us. So think about it like this. If you got a best friend and somebody asks you, hey, how's your relationship with your best friend? And you go, oh, it's sustainable. Does that sound like much fun?
No. Doesn't sound like a very, very good relationship with your friend.
Right? So in your best friends, you want to have people who feed you, right? Feed your soul. And you want to be around people whose souls you feed, right? So what we talk about now is not sustainable development, but regenerative development. How can we feed the ability of our planet and each other to give goodness to each other?
What inspired you to work in the field of sustainability?
You did. And in fact, even before you were born, you did. That's a pretty neat trick, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I mean that in all seriousness, because not just my own children, as you are one, but all of you guys and all of future generations that haven't been born yet, I believe you deserve to inherit a world that is habitable by humans and everybody we depend on, which is the whole web of life. I think all those future generations of all those organisms deserve to live on the earth just like we have been able to do.
Why is it important that we become more sustainable?
That is a great question, Sage. Thank you so much. There is this guy, his name is Pope Francis. He's the head of the Catholic Church, and he said it best in a book that he wrote just a few years ago after he became Pope. It's called On Care for Our Common Home. And in it, he looks at all of the research done by scientists, hoity-toity scientists, who are trying to tell us just how negative our impact on the planet currently is. And guess what? It's the worst. It's actually self-destruction. And so the Pope said, I cannot stand by and watch us humans commit suicide. I have an obligation to stand up and say, I don't think this is right. We should be loving each other and not trying to dominate each other and dominate the planet. So I think that's why it's important, because otherwise humans won't be able to be here, and many other organisms too.
That's deep. It's really, yeah, I mean, it's when you take a step back and look at, you know, how, you know, different people have shaped our, you know, what our world is like now, and you see people who have done really good things, you know, like, as you said, the Pope, and people who have done, you know, not so great things.
Like creating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
bad,
it's just.
It's just for money.
It's also wild.
Yeah. Well, there's a thing that can happen when you start studying sustainability where you start getting really dark thoughts about humans. Are humans like bad? So there's this joke. One planet walks into a bar, sees another planet, and says, oh my goodness, I just got back from the doctor. I got terrible news. I got people.
Oh no.
And the other planet says, don't worry, they don't last long.
Oh.
Oh, God.
So we don't want that to be the case. It doesn't have to be the case, but it's important that we recognize that's the crossroads we're at.
Yeah, well, on a lighter note, so yesterday you took us on a bike tour around Carbondale and showed us a bunch of really cool gardens and permaculture projects. So we wanted to ask you, what's your favorite plant and why?
You said you were going to ask that 10 minutes ago, and I still haven't been able to pick one favorite plant. But because there are so many.
There's so many.
But
so
I will
cool.
I'll share one with you that I just recently was given a gift of by my friend who was hiking up the Thompson Divide. He came down last Monday from Thompson Divide, and he had found a whole bunch of sweet Sicily, which is a wild parsnip kind of thing that grows in the Alpine right next to Osha. And looks very similar to Osha, but instead of white flowers, it has yellow. And let me tell you something. Every part of this plant, from the leaves, the stem, the flowers, the root, tastes like licorice.
Yummy.
Really?
In fact,
sounds amazing.
Yeah, doesn't it? And some people even call it sweet anise, because anise is the plant that licorice comes from. So I love that one because it has it helps your digestion if you have digestive problems. So I made a tincture of it for Sasha's mom to help her with her tummy woes.
It's a cool plant.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Lots of cool plants.
It sounds like better than any other medicine you would have, because a lot of the medicine is like gross.
Disgusting.
Yeah, exactly.
What is permaculture, and what is a permaculture project that you are working on right now that you are very excited about?
Oh, great question, Ashlyn. You know, permaculture is a way of creating environments for people to live in that feed people, but also feed everybody else. Because everybody else needs to live in order for us to live.
Yeah.
So that's one way to think about it. And so instead of having a negative impact, we have a positive one. So there's this saying from ancient China, which is fertility follows in the footsteps of the gardener. And that means that where we walk doesn't have to be a big devastation. It can be behind us, can grow more beauty than what was there before. So if we feed this beauty, if we use our hands and our words to create that beauty, then we can create systems that last so that people can be here for a long time. Uh-huh. So that's what permaculture is trying to figure out a solution to the sustainability emergency. And one project I'm working on right now, I'm very excited about, and you guys can come visit this some other time. Up at CMC Spring Valley, we have bees. We've been trying to keep bees up there for a while. Oh. And we have had enormous success this year for the first time because we decided that we were going to figure out how to take care of our 800 acres without poisonous chemicals. Oh. Imagine that.
I'll figure it out.
And the bees knew right away. As soon, Yeah, it was a challenge. It is a challenge. It's going to be a challenge for years because it involves changing the way we do everything about our landscaping and our groundskeeping. But it's beautiful. We have three giant 300-gallon vats where we brew teas of microbes. Remember we were talking about the microbes who live in the soil yesterday, right? Well, you can actually take just a little bit of compost and run a bunch of oxygen through it. And guess what the microbes do?
What?
They go to town, have a party. They multiply really fast. And then all of a sudden, your tea has trillions of living organisms who are trying to help you with your landscaping issues. Grow your food, for instance.
That's cool.
So we've been forming partnerships with our long-lost allies, the microbes. And many other things besides.
So I'm thinking about like the cycle and, you know, ammonia and then like the nitrates and nitrites that all go into making plants grow.
Yes.
So would the microbes be what like feed the plants and basically are like kind of a fertilizer substitute?
Wow, you are exactly right.
Well, I took sixth grade science.
That was a sophisticated question. You're right. They do produce nitrates that are able to be absorbed by the plants because there are some forms of nitrogen that plants cannot absorb.
Mm-hmm.
And microbes, through eating each other and breaking down the organic matter that's in the soil, they create that as well as phosphorus and many other things that are needed by the plants. So they feed the plants.
That's, it's great that you can figure out ways to do it without using chemicals.
There's something else they do though that is really cool, which is because remember those mushrooms we were talking about, the fungi?
Mm-hmm.
When they send those little networks of spider webby looking things out?
Yep.
So you know what that does to the soil is it makes it spongy. And that's really good for plants because plants need, remember from yesterday? They need water, right? So if your soil is too compact, they're not going to get the water. And they need sun. And they also need something that you and I need.
Food.
Oxygen. That's right. They breathe. They breathe and photosynthesize. Isn't that weird? They're like an alien.
Oh, gosh.
So that allows the soil to hold water in it. And that's very important to us because at Spring Valley, we do not have a municipal water supply. We have a well, which is the Spring Valley Aquifer, and it is source water. And us taking care of that source water is a sacred duty that we are taking seriously.
What do you think is the greatest challenge facing our generation moving towards into the future?
Re-establishing a healthy relationship with food.
Oh, wow.
What actions can individuals take to be more sustainable? And what can we do as a community to be more sustainable?
I think we can do a lot more as a community than we can as individuals. And we can do a lot more as a whole country and as a whole world than we can as isolated communities and isolated individuals. So I think it's time to get together and be one voice for humanity, asking the right things of the corporations who hold all the cards and the governments who hold a few more, and to ask them to come right, kind of like the Pope was asking them. That said, you guys 2 days ago were thinking about some things you could do that was, and you talked a lot about recycling. What are some new things now after our tour yesterday that come to mind? What are some things that, that you can do as an individual or maybe with your family or your community to be more sustainable?
We could plant more trees and make this planet greener and make it easier to breathe.
Yeah, more trees, the better.
We could, instead of closing down buildings and letting them waste and not let any plants grow there, we could either reuse it or compost it somehow.
And reuse the building too, like our beloved Third Street Center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could give, like, if we see somebody
that isn't treating their surroundings very wisely, we could just give them a little reminder and say, hey, help the earth and just throw that away or put in the compost.
Ah, yeah. Lovely.
What can kids like us do to be... what can kids like us do to be stewards of sustainability?
That is such a great word that you just used, stewards. Do you know what a steward is?
No.
We should probably go there. A steward is somebody who's taking care of someone or something.
Oh.
Right? So, this was the Pope's call to us to become stewards of the earth. There is this old words from the Bible. Go forth and multiply, have dominion over the earth and all the plants and animals. Maybe you remember it from Genesis. Well, turns out that there's not agreement about what word they were actually using when they used the word that has been translated as dominion. It was probably not about domination. It was probably about stewardship. So it's a kind of ownership where you don't feel entitled, like you're the king or queen. It's not a conquest. It's not control or mastery, like you have slaves, but it's rather that you are the owner of that space. You're the steward of it. So you have a responsibility as well as being able to benefit from those fruits. You also have a responsibility to feed the whole holy that is behind the world's ability to produce that fruit to begin with. So not to get too theological, but that's something we could do.
So is there anything else you'd like to add?
Carbondale, Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, y'all are awesome. Sustainability is just about love. Let's love each other.
Thanks.
Let's rehearse love.
Yeah.
Liliana, thank you so much. Great job.
We have been speaking with Adrian Fielder about sustainability, permaculture, and actions we can take to help the planet.
Thank you so much for joining us today on our show. Support for this program comes from the Colorado River District. I'm Indigo.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Sage.
I'm Blake.
And I'm Ashlyn.
Thank you so much for listening to Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, KDNK.
Have a great day.
Yee-haw.
Good day, sunshine. Sunshine, good day, sunshine. I need to laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love, and it's a sunny day. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.